This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A four-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas goes into effect shortly. It's a day later than originally planned. Qatari officials made the announcement Thursday as negotiators worked out final details of the deal, which is to lead to the release of dozens of hostages held by militants and Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. The diplomatic breakthrough promised some relief for the 2.3 million Palestinians in Gaza who've endured weeks of Israeli bombardment. It also offered hope to families in Israel fearful for the fate of their loved ones taken captive during the Hamas October 7th attack that triggered the war. Violent clashes broke out in central Dublin after a five-year-old girl was seriously injured in a knife attack that also saw a woman and two other young children hospitalized. Irish police said that the girl was receiving emergency medical treatment in a Dublin hospital following the attack Thursday outside of a school. Soon after, at least 100 people took to the streets, some armed with metal bars and covering their faces. People said over 400 officers, including many in riot gear, were deployed in Dublin City to contain the unrest, which they said was caused by a small group of thugs. The party of anti-Islam, anti-migration politician is heading for a massive parliamentary election victory in the Netherlands. Result puts far-right lawmaker Geert Wilders in line to lead talks to form a new governing coalition and possibly become prime minister. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.